Oisai, Parshas Balak. Gemara tells us in Masech the Brachas that Yud Beis Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Avo ben Zutrasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida. That Parshas Balak is a very important parsha. It's so important that of all the parshas in the Torah, Bikshu Lekvaya Parshas Balak with Kriya Shema, they wanted to put Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema. Can you imagine that? Twice every day, aside from the three parshas, you have to learn the whole parsha's Balak. It's not an easy parsha to read. So imagine talking about Bilam's donkey twice a day. So that's what, twice a day, the Chachamim wanted to be Koivea parsha's Balak. So why didn't they? Neymar loy kavua, mishum, toirach tzibor.
What do you mean kriyat shema?
Shema Yisrael, Hashem lekeinu, Hashem echad. Twice a day you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, uveshach b'cha uvkumecha, to say the three parshas. They wanted to be Koivea, to say parsha's Bilam, Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema. Why didn't they? Because of Tircha de Tzibura. Okay? Now, what's the reason why they wanted to be Koiveya Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema? Because of the pasuk that it says, Kara Shachav Ka'ari Uchalavi Mi Yekimenu, which is similar to Uvashach Becha Uvkumecha. But eventually they decided not to establish it because of Tircha de Tzibura. So, what exactly is this concept of Tircha de Tzibura? You're not to make the Tzibura wait. What's the big Avera? What's the big sin? You know, there are a lot of things that we do to make the Tzibura wait. Why is it so bad to make the Tzibura wait? So in fact, if you look in the Shas HaTshuvas, Michtav L'Chizkiyahu. Who wrote Michtav L'Chizkiyahu? The author of the Stei Chemed, Reb Chizkiyahu Medini, who was a tremendous encyclopedic mind. In fact, the story goes that the Stei Chemed, you know, they asked him, to what do you attribute your tremendous mind, your tremendous intellectual capacity? So actually, there's a maysa that there was a koilel, it was called Rav Zarach's koilel, and Rav Chizkiyahu was always the last one to stay in the koilel, and there's another koilel, Yungalite, who was jealous of him, and he paid the maid to come in, and when she would clean up, she would accuse him of improper behavior, and they accused him, and there were rumors spreading, and the owner of the koilel didn't know what to do. Should he believe the maid? Should he believe the Stei Chemed? Ultimately, he fired the maid, but people were up in arms. They said, get rid of this guy. I don't care how long his beard is, how big of a tzaddik he is. And a day later, the person who hired the maid dropped dead suddenly. So fine. The maid didn't know what to do. Now the maid lost her job, and nobody would hire her. So the maid came to the Stei Chemed, and she says to the Stei Chemed, look, if I clear your name, if I admit publicly that I was the one who made up the accusation, will you allow me to return at my job? So at first the Stei Chemed said, you know, he wanted to get his name cleared. But then he decided that it would be shameful to the family of the person who hired her, and he decided not to clear his name. And he writes that from the moment he decided to accept the insult, his mind opened up like supernaturally, and he attributes his success to that story. Okay, in any event, Rabbi Isai, he writes in the Shas HaTshuvas Michtav L'Chizkiyahu that this concept of Tircha de Tzibura, we would think is a very small thing. However, he writes, it's a machloikes ha-poiskim, whether it's an Isser D'Rabbanon or an Isser D'Oraisa. He writes, if you look in the Tshuva, we'll get to what his question was later, but he in the third line in the second paragraph, he writes, "The loymi boy lemaydi kasivna bani es daiti b'chidush ayal torshagan archaim simin kadem de isa tarzi rein alam drabana." He said, "My opinion is that tircha de tzibur is an isa drabana," but he says, even according to the opinion of, he says, "But afim nemar a few lines down the isa tarach tzibur dairaisa." Even if you want to go with the opinion that Tircha de Tzibur is Dairaisa, which he quotes as the opinion of the Shatz, who is the Shatz? The Sefer Shalmei Tzibur, written by the Mari Al-Ghazi. So he entertains, there's a possibility, Rabbi Isai, that the Isser of Tircha de Tzibura could be an Isser Dairaisa, which is quite surprising. So it's at least an Isser Drabanan, perhaps even an Isser Dairaisa. So, you know, we would like to investigate what exactly is the Isser of being Matriach the Tzibur. What does it mean to be Matriach the Tzibur? What are you doing wrong? Where in the Torah does it say you can't be Matriach the Tzibur? Okay. So there's a Mishnah Masechta Yuma And the Mishnah talks about the Kriyas HaTorah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah says like this, when the Kohen Gadol came to read on Yom Kippur, so it says, the Mishnah says he could wear whatever clothing he wants, his white clothing, his street clothing. In other words, the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur was not part of the Avodah. So therefore, there was no requirement as to what kind of clothing he needed to wear. The Mishnah goes on to say how he got the Sefer Torah. We gave a share on this recently regarding the topic of moving a Sefer Torah. If you're allowed to move a Sefer Torah out of an Aron Kodesh of a shul. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, he would read Acharei Mois, he would read Va'ach Ba'asar, and then he would be Goylo the Sefer Torah, he would close it, Umanicha Ibecheika, he would put it in his lap, and he would say, Yoiser Mimasha Karasi Lufnechem Kosuv Kan. That everybody should know that what I read to you is not the only thing it says over here. There's more to the story than what I read to you. Then the Mishnah says that he would then proceed to read, right until now he's reading from which Sefer Torah Kohanim, Bayikra. He would then proceed to read from Bamidbar, from Uva'asar Shabachumash HaPekudim, Koyre Alpeh. He would read from Bamidbar, but he would not roll the Sefer Torah to Bamidbar. Instead, what would he do? He would read it Balpeh. Okay, so you got it? The first laning would be from Taras Kohanim, from Vayikra. And now what does he do? He has to read from Bamidbar. So we would expect, you know, get the two big guys, the two big Abam, they roll, right? No. He would read it Balpeh. Aye. You're not allowed to read the Torah Balpeh. Right? It says, you're not allowed to say Pesukim Baal Peh, right? You're not allowed to just say a Pesuk Baal Peh, unless it's something that's Shagar B'fi HaKala, unless it's a Pesuk that everyone is very familiar with. You want to say Shema Yisrael Baal Peh, you can. Or unless it's, let's say, Tehillim or Tachanunim, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. Or maybe there's a special dispensation if someone's giving a drasha and it would be too difficult to, you know, go find every single pasuk that they need to quote. But ordinarily, there is an isser, perhaps an isser d'oraisa, to read a pasuk baal peh. And nevertheless, this isser is suspended in this case. We do not roll the Sefer Torah. Instead, he reads it by heart. Why? Why don't we just roll the Sefer Torah? What?
He says it by heart.
Right, he says it by heart, correct. He's Kairi. Correct, right. Kairi doesn't just mean to read, it means to say out loud, right? What? Okay. So, the Gemara says in Yuma, on Daf Ayin, a blah and a half later, Frek the Gemara, Amai, why does he read it Baal Peh? Niglo v'nikri. Let him roll the Sefer Torah and read, right? Let him niglo v'nikri. Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshas, Lefi, She'en, Goylen Sefer Torah, B'tzibur, Mipnei Kvod HaTzibur. We do not roll a Sefer Torah publicly because out of respect for the Tzibur. So again, if you look at the terminology over here, the terminology is slightly different than the Gemara and Brachas on Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara uses the language of Torah Tzibur, Tirchat Tzibur. The Gemara in Yuma says Kvod Tzibur. Kvod Tzibur. Says the Rashba and the Chuvas HaRashba and Chelek Aleph Simit Kuf Tes Vav. The Rashi wants to know like this. Any Kohanim over here? Ah. So you have a Kohen, and it's leaning time, and you say, V'yazor, V'yogin V'yishol Chazman, V'yamor, HaKoh, Yamoid, Chanan Ben Chaim Zedel? How do you like that?
Oh, right on the mark.
So Yamoid, Chanan Ben Chaim Zedel. So, the only thing is, he's a big tzaddik, he's Mil Davni Shmon Esrei. So now what do? Do we wait for him? Or do we make believe he's not here and call up the next best option?
Someone else walks up without being called.
You mentioned his name already?
I mentioned it, but yeah. So now what? You wait for him?
No.
Who knows how long it's going to take, right? Maybe it'll take another 3 hours till he finishes Shmoneh Esrei. So, right? So what do you do? Do we say, we have a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of a kiddush, so you got to honor your kohen, right? Don't forget about the kohen. On the other hand, it's tircha d'tzibura. So that's the shaila of the Rashba, to which the Rashba answers, tshuva, mistabra she'ein mamtinen lai. Logically, we should not wait for him. Why? Shaloi b'chol makom amru she'yakdim kohen. We don't always give the kohen first. Sha'arei b'makom talmud chacham, if there is a Torah scholar, va'afilu ger kohedim lai. If you have a Talmud Chacham goes before a Kohen. Let's say for benching, right? For benching. You have a Talmud Chacham, You have a kohen. Who goes? Who gets it? Who gets the benching? Halacha l'maisa. If the kohen is also tamei chacham, then the kohen. But if it's a tamei chacham or a kohen, who gets the benching? Tamei chacham. Is a tamei chacham allowed to be meichel? No, not allowed to. Gemara and Megillah says it's chayv misa. Tamei chacham can't be meichel then. So tamei chacham takes benching. How about for an aliyah? Technically, tamei chacham also, but we have a takana that we don't budge. I've seen shuls that even today, the rabbi gets kohen.
Oh, Ovadia does
it. Yeah, yeah, I've seen
he goes that
right? It's only talking about a regular Talmud Chacham, but a
Mechilas Kayin? What does he say? What do they call it?
It's not a matter of Mechilas Kayin. Talmud Chacham is first. Talmud Chacham is first. Even for benching. For benching, certainly.
Well, where it applies, you
say? Yeah, I've seen.
They say
Yamoy Shmerel Ben Beryl. That's it. No Kayin, you know?
Well, where it applies to our tzibur? Only in shul?
We'll see. What's the definition of tzibur? How big is a tzibur?
Let's say a person go to the mikveh and take a shower. It takes him more than 10 minutes to our tzibur.
How many people waiting online? You have a minion online?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Okay.
Is this called to our tzibur?
So we're going to see. We'll throw it out now. Rashi says in the Paradis HaGadol, the definition of a tzibur is 10 people. 10 people. You don't need all of Klal Yisrael to be in the Azar. 10 people is a tzibur. Okay, but look at the Rashba. The Rashba says, Talmud Chacham takes precedence of a kohen. So if a Talmud Chacham goes before a kohen, which means kavod of a Chacham goes before the kohen, so you're going to say that the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is more important than the kavod of a tzibur? No! At least the kavod of the tzibur should be equal to the kavod of a Talmud Chacham. Right. So if a Talmud Chacham should go before a kohen, then the kavod of a tzibur should go before a kohen. V'lo yehei kavod tzibur kal mitzurba mirabanan. Right? If the halacha is, even a young Talmud Chacham takes precedence of a kohen, so then the kavod of a tzibur should not be any less than the kavod of a tzurba mirabanan. Now look what he writes. V'chol ha'emtzioi shabetfila kitzru b'shabes mishom tircha de tzibur. Every Shabbos. You daven Shemoneh Esrei 3 times. The Shemoneh Esrei is not so long on Shabbos. Normally, right, on a regular day, you have 18 brachas. On Shabbos, how many brachas do you have?
Seven.
That means you've limited the main body of Shemoneh Esrei from 13 to 1. Why? Techa de Tzibura. Shabbos is the day off. You're going to make people spend their day saying all these brachas? You know, give people a break. So if we go so far as to basically cut down Shemoneh Esrei because of Tircha de Tzibura, now we're going to all sit there waiting for this Kayin to rattle off all of his Rufu Shalemas? No, right? B'chein chashashu b'kama makaymes l'tircha de Tzibura. Now look at the words of the Rashba. The Rashba freely interchanges Kavoy Tzibur and Tircha de Tzibura, right? The Rashba says, you know why the Talmud Chacham, you know why we shouldn't wait for the Kayin? Because Kavod HaTzibur. And then he immediately changes it to Tircha de Tzibura. So what do we see from this Rashba? So the Minchas Asher points out, the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, a prominent Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, points out that you see from the Rashba that the Svara of Tircha de Tzibura is Kavod HaTzibur. In other words, if let's say your father came in and asked you something and you're on the phone, you say, just wait a minute, I'll let you know when I'm available, there would be a lack of kavod to your father. Or your Rebbe asks you, you know, could you do, one second, I'm on the phone, I'll be off in a few minutes. It's a chutzpah to make somebody wait, someone who you have to honor. It's a chutzpah to make them wait. So if you have an obligation to honor the tzibur, being matriach the tzibur would be a violation of what? Kavod HaTzibur. So the Minchas Asher understands that the root of Tircha de Tzibura is Kavod HaTzibur. Okay. Now, the first question we would like to address is that the Mishnah says in Yuma that the second Sefer Torah we don't take out. Instead, what do? The Kohen Gadol reads it Baal Peh. Says the Gemara in Yuma, why? Tircha de Tzibura. Do we do that nowadays?
No.
Let's say on a Yom Tov, if you only have one Sefer Torah, did you ever see anyone? The Baal Kari reads from the first one. What about the Maftir? You know, he sits there, you know, with his eyes closed, and he says a Baal Peh? No, you roll. Most shuls have two Sefer Torah, but if you don't have two Sefer Torah, you roll it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ein goyel en Sefer Torah b'tzibur m'nei kavod HaTzibur. We don't roll because of kavod HaTzibur. V'mein lohem el Sefer Torah echad, v'heim tzrichen likrois b'shnei en yanim, goyelim v'yidche kavod HaTzibur. You roll. So we don't do what the Gemara says they did in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't roll. we roll. So how do we reconcile this? So the Magen Avraham says that there is a distinction between the Klal Yisrael that gathered in the Beis HaMikdash and people in a shul. What's the distinction? Says the Magen Avraham that in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, Hayu Kol Yisrael. It was the entirety of the Jewish people. You can't make the entirety of the Jewish people wait. You're going to make all of Klal Yisrael wait? You can't do that. But if you're in your local shul, you know, the local shtibel, congregation, you know, Avas Torah, whatever it's called, and it's only 50 people, 100 people, it's not Kol Yisrael, that type of tzibur, you're allowed to roll. You're allowed to make them wait. In other words, the Magen Avraham is making a distinction between all of Klal Yisrael and a regular tzibur. What's the difference? Magen Avraham says all of Klal Yisrael will not be meichel on their kavod. But a regular shul, they'll be meichel on their kavod. You know, it's a little bit of a difficult distinction to make. Yeah, they'll be meichel on their kavod. You tell me what happens in a shul where, you know, they didn't roll beforehand and all of a sudden, in the middle of the time, they're rolling. There's mumbling and grumbling and bumbling, right? Are they meichel on their kavod? I don't know how fast they're meichel on their kavod. But that's the distinction of the Magen Avraham. The Avnei Nezer has a very, yeah, what?
If you only have one Sefer Torah in the show, what do you need to, Chris, what do you do?
Maybe Shulein Baal Peh, like they did in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, what's the difference? Because in Beis HaMikdash it's everyone, and when everyone's there, not everyone will be Meichel. Probably in a Tzibor, not everyone is Meichel on there. You know, people, the second you make anybody wait, right? The second the drasha goes beyond the 10-minute Chayk V'lo Yaver line, people's watches are already, you know. So the alarms already went off to wake them, right? They set the alarm 10 minutes. So, okay, the Avnei Nezer has a beautiful chilek over here. The difference between the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the regular Kriyas HaTorah in a shul. And the Avnei Nezer says like this. The Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis HaMikdash, whose obligation was it? It was the obligation of one person, the Kohen Gadol. The tzibur had to be there, but it's not their chiyuva of Kriyas HaTorah, it's the Kohen Gadol's chiyuva of Kriyas HaTorah. So now, the Kohen Gadol, for his personal obligation, he's going to make them wait. So they're going to say, you're going to make me wait because you have a mitzvah to do? I'm not waiting for you. But Kriyas HaTorah and Ashul, who has to lane? The Balkari has to lane? I have to lane. We all have to lane. So now what? Now we're rolling and people are going to say, you're making me wait? So Balkari says, I'm not making you do anything. You have to hear the Kriyas HaTorah the same as much as I have to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not making you wait, you're making me wait. We all have to wait. So since the obligation rests on everyone equally, it's not a lack of Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura applies more when it's one individual who has to do something and he's making the other people wait. But if everyone has to do the same thing, that's not a violation of Tircha de Tzibura. Okay, so what we'd like to do is explore the parameters of this concept of Tircha de Tzibura. One thing I'd like to point out is that think about what's happening over here. The Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Beis HaMikdash and he's laning the Torah Baal Peh. What is he violating? Dvarim shebechsav yata efshar loimroi Baal Peh. That may be what? An Isser Dairaisa. What's pushing off the Isser Dairaisa? Tircha de Tzibura. Perhaps that shows Tircha de Tzibura has to be a Dairaisa. If Tircha de Tzibura is only an Isser Drabanan, why would an Isser Drabanan of Tircha de Tzibura push off the Isser Dairaisa of Dvarim shebechsav yata efshar loimroi Baal Peh? Unless you say that Gadol Kavod HaBriyoi Shadoich HaLoisa Seh Shevatayra, unless you say the concept of Kavod HaTzibur, despite the fact that it's only Midrabanon, is so powerful that it could push off a real laugh. Okay.
It's a lot of things in the Beit HaMikdash. It's Sudoreta and the Kohen do. Wear Shatnez.
Well, there the Torah says explicitly. There the Torah says, you know, Asedoich HaLoisa Seh is clearly written in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere what the Kohen Gadol whether Kohen Gadol should roll or should not roll. Right? It doesn't say in the Torah now to roll the Sefer Torah. So fine, the Kohen Gadol has to read this, no problem. Let him be Gadol the Sefer Torah. We're deciding that we don't want to make the Tzibur wait. Based on what? Based on an Isser Drabanan of Tircha de Tzibura. Well, how does that Isser Drabanan push away the Isser Dairaisa of Dvarim Shebechsav Yata Efshar Loimra Baal Peh? Okay, let's see some of the specifics of this halacha. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Kedushin that a Talmid Chacham walks into a room or passes by, you're mechuyev to stand up. So what if, you know, Talmud Chacham says, you know what? I really want to be mezakeh the rabbim. So I'm going to spend half of my day walking by people who are sitting to give them the great mitzvah standing up for me. So the Gemara says they shouldn't do that. Rav Shimon Omer Minayin Lazakin Shalaya Triach. How do I know a zakin here refers to a Talmud Chacham? Zeshukana Chachma. How do we know he shouldn't be matriach other people to stand up for him? Talmud Loimar Zakin, right? Mimnei Seva Takam. Vahadat Pnei Zakin Viyareisa. In other words, yeah, they should stand up. Be afraid of Hashem. And from there, the Gemara says, Amar Abayin Ekatinan Di Imakif Chayi. That if a Talmud Chacham makes a circuitous route so that people don't have to stand up for him, that will be a zechus for the Talmud Chacham to live long. Mm. Gemara says, Abaye Makif, Rav Zeira Makif. Okay. And that's halacha paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that a Talmud Chacham should not be matriach the tzibur to stand up for them. Look at number 11. Ein roi lechacham sheyatriach ala tzibur lechavein, laver lefneim sheyamnu mipanav. Ela yelch lebedech tzara. You know, if they need to get in, let them take a shortcut. Let them run in. Kedei shalayar bulamo, so people shouldn't have to stand up. V'myuchal lahakif haderech, if they could, you know, slip in through the, you know, special secret entranceway, the underground tunnel this way, you know. Everyone's waiting for the Talmud Chacham, and then the next thing they know, he slipped in through the underground cave. That's the best thing. Why? If he does that, zechus hulai. Shulchan Aruch says it's a zechus for the Talmud Chacham not to make people stand up for him. As far as I know, I don't think anywhere else it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you keep this halacha, it's a zechus for you. Farshteitzach, you do the right thing, it's a good thing. If you don't do it, it's a wrong thing.
What's the definition of yavo lifnei? How far back do you have to be not to be considered yavo lifnei? Like in a chuppah situation?
Well, it depends on the level of Talmud Chacham. If he's the Rebbe Muvak, so then milay einav. You know, if you see him, even from a mile down, you have to, right? If he's just a regular Talmud Chacham within Dalet Amos. Okay.
Who makes the...
How do you determine what a Talmud Chacham is?
Or the level of a Talmud Chacham?
You have the card.
So,
Everyone knew his right shoe.
Depends on the frag that he was wearing.
Depends on how black the hat is.
You'll know it when you see it.
How much, what is in time Torah Tzibur, in timing?
Oh, good. How much time is Tirchad Torah? Maybe we'll see that also. We're going to get to that. That's a session.
I've seen where a Mashiach, a high school, when he comes in frequently. So what he did tell the boys is, you don't have, just pick this
up. Uh-huh.
And he let them know that they don't have to.
They don't have to rise to full height. Okay. Chazon Ish says, you know, the Talmud Chacham should not be meichel all the time. Otherwise, nobody will ever show the kavod. But it is important for the Talmud Chacham not to be matriach on the tzibur. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, in terms of, we'll see from here, how far reaching this concept is, how powerful the concept is. Hamispalel tzarech sheichavein es libo l'shamayim. Someone who davens, he needs to have kavana. Abba Shol Omer, Simen Ladavar, Tochen Libam, Takshiv Aznecha. Prepare your hearts, so your ears, so your tefillah should be heard. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, that despite the fact that kavana is so important, Amar Rabbi Huda said, Kach hayo min hago shel Rabbi Akiva. This was the custom of Rabbi Akiva. Kishahayo mispalel matzibor. When he used to daven with the tzibur, Rabbi Akiva would daven a short Shemana Esrei. Right? You can imagine, probably if Rabbi Akiva was the rabbi in the shul, they probably waited for him, right? They probably didn't say, yeah, we know just as much as he does. They probably waited for Rabbi Akiva. And nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva davened a short Shemana Esrei. So you'll say, well, maybe Rabbi Akiva was such a smart guy, he always davened the short Shemana Esrei. Says the Gemara, no. Whenever Rabbi Akiva would daven to himself, without being in the spotlight of the tzibur, right? Somebody could have placed him in one corner of the shul, and you come back an hour later, they found him in the other corner. How? His bowings, his prostration, his intensity was so deep that he completely lost himself. He would start on one corner and end up on the other corner. So you can imagine how long Rabbi Akiva Shmona Esrei was, how much kavana he had. And nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva, when it came time, when he's davening with the tzibur, he would not make them wait. He would not make them wait. Ktircha de tzibur. So what do you mean? That means Rabbi Akiva gave up some of his kavana. However long it took Rabbi Akiva, that means he needed that time. I'm sure Rabbi Akiva had a lot of important things to do. He wasn't, you know, just in the mood of, you know, shaking and bowing. Rabbi Akiva was a busy man, right? He had 24,000 students. He was the Amud HaTorah in his generation. If it took him a long time to daven Shemona Esrei, that means he needed the time. And yet, he cut down on his tefillah, not because he wanted to go learn. He didn't want to make the people wait. So, the question is, halacha l'maisa, you have a rabbi in a shul, and let's say the people finish Shemona Esrei after 41.3 seconds, and the rabbi is taking 3 minutes. Do you wait for the rabbi or do you not wait for the rabbi? Is that so many shuls, they do wait for the rabbi. Is that a good custom or is that a bad custom? Hmm. Right? The Shas HaTshuvos Binyamin Zev.
Who's Binyamin Zev?
Who is the Shas HaTshuvos Binyamin Zev? He was a rav in Greece. I believe before the 15th century. Maybe in the 15th century. And he writes, or what about the following question? Davening is called for 9 o'clock. Where's the rabbi? He's not here yet. Where is he? He's on the way. He'll be here 9:15. You wait for him?
No.
You don't wait for him. Says the Shas HaTshuvos Binyamin. You have to wait for him. Says the Shas HaTshuvos Binyamin Zev. Va'al asher kosavta denoyik shliach tzibor kishamashlim tefila aslachash. That which he wrote, that the minhag of the shliach tzibor is when he finishes the silent Shemona Esrei. And he wants to daven out loud. And you have a rabbi there. Or an important person. And the shliach tzibur is waiting for him. And everyone else is sitting around twiddling their thumbs. Says Rabbi Yamin Zev. This is a bad custom. In many places, Chazal are worried about Tircha de Tzibura. The Sefer Torah is not rolled in the Tzibur because we don't want to bother the people. Again, Rabbi, so you see over here, Kavod and Tircha. It's interchangeable. Kedisa b'yuma. So says Binyamin Zev, the Shas HaTshuvos Binyamin Zev, don't do this. Do not wait for the rabbi to finish Shemona Esrei. It's Tircha de Tzibura. He continues on. Uvechahai gavna matzasi mishem Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Arav Rabbeinu Yosef. We find likewise from Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Arav Rabbeinu Yosef. Dichsev, kishasimu tzibur lesvala tfilas yudches brachos. When the tzibur finishes, if he would see the Shliach Tzibur waiting, you know, for the rabbi to take the 3 steps back, he would scream at them. You can't wait for one person. You can have 3 rabbis in the shul. And they could be the big gedolei hador. You can't wait for them. You're not allowed to. What?
We'll get to that.
Okay. Kivan shesima tfilas and balachash. Once the tzibur has completed their tefillah, ein roi la triach aleim. Rabbeinu Shimshon hayasham yoshev v'yeshiva. Rabbeinu Shimshon was sitting there. V'harav Rabbeinu Sam Rabbam k'shay chazen noig lahamten afilu shosh mituvei akol hayu goyrim bay. When Rabbeinu Nesanel was the chazen, and he waited for the 3 rabbanim to finish, Rabbi Shimshon would yell at him. And for the same reason, it would seem to me, the simple one, Binyamin, that's what the author is writing about himself. If the rabbi didn't get to shul yet, and they're waiting for him to come, Ein lasos ken, don't wait for him. He has a reason. He's not there. He's a busy guy. He has responsibilities. He was up late the night before. He has a big family. Beautiful. We're not holding him guilty. We just stopped waiting for him. You can't keep the people waiting. Kimon shigeish bebeis haknesses asar b'nei adam b'shvil kavod b'tareach hatzibur. Oy mitamach, whatever the reason is, ain lasis kain. And not only that, demanishin oisal hashem atreach hatzibur. We're going to punish him for making the people wait. B'kavod hatzibur gadol hu k'deperishna. And besides that, there's a concept of emas tzibur. You have to be afraid of the tzibur. They're a force to be reckoned with. In this week's parasha, the Tshuvas Haran, the Drashas Haran writes, what was the avera of Moshe Rabbeinu? That he hit the rock? No, he didn't do anything wrong with hitting the rock. God told him, take the stick. What's he doing with the stick? A magic trick. Right? What was the avera? No avera in hitting the rock. The avera was, he said, Shimu Nahamoyrim. Asked Haran, what did he do wrong? They were all rebels. Yankel was a rebel, Beryl was a rebel, Fiva was a rebel. Every last Jew was a rebel. You're right, says Haran. Every last Jew is a rebel. But as a collective tzibur, they become an entity that transcends their individual limitations. That's the concept of Klal Yisrael. That an individual Jew may be lacking, but the tzibur of Yisrael, you cannot make any pegamim. You cannot criticize the collective tzibur of Klal Yisrael. That was the Avir of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you ask, do we paskin this way? You ever go to a shul that they don't wait for the rabbi? The Rama in Shulchan Aruch paskins halacha l'maisa. You're not allowed to wait for the rabbi. Halacha l'maisa, look at number 14. Says the Rama, kahal she'espalalu. A kahal that davened, v'kulim became a tefillah. Even though everyone knows how to daven, still you do chazar sashatz. Says the Rama, v'im yeshichidim b'kahal. If you have some individuals among the kahal, she'ma'arichin b'tefillasan, Ein l'shliach tzibur la'amtin aleihem.
That's yechidim, not the rabbi.
Even yechidim, yeah?
No, I was saying...
Oh, you're saying only yechidim?
Yechidim, yes, yechidim b'kal.
Oh, he's quote, look, and who does he quote? Afilu hayu chashuv e'ayir. Even if these yechidim are the most important people in the city.
Well, no, rabbi.
Not the rabbi.
Where's the rabbi? The rabbi's davening in his living room?
I don't know. No, but he doesn't say rabbi.
He's not there.
Why didn't he say rabbi?
Still, look what he writes. V'chein im haya minyan b'beis haknesses ein lahamtin al adam chashuv oy gadol shadayin loyba. Who does he quote? Binyamin Zev. He's quoting the tshuva we just wrote. The simple meaning of the Rama is the shliach tzibur waits for no one. The tzibur is ready to go. You go. There is no one great enough to keep the tzibur waiting.
How many people have to finish Manasseh before you?
So that's a different Shaila. 6, 10. So but once you got the tzibur, so then you have the tzibur, you don't wait for anyone. So the question is, but we don't do this. Yeah. Everybody knows, the chol tfutzos Yisrael, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Morakim, Italianim, right? Every chol mine Yisrael.
So why
they wait for the rabbi.
Waiting for Miriam?
Why?
But she had tzarat.
Because there they waited for Anani HaKavod. Anani HaKavod didn't travel. Right?
I saw the following incident recently at my work. The shliach tzibur was finished. He got the go-ahead to say kaddish.
Yeah.
And Aleinu. And then he was an oval, so he was kaddish. But there was another oval on shul. He wasn't finished with his shmon esrei.
He was the rav of the shul or a different rav?
I beg your pardon?
Is he the rav, rabbi the shul?
Oval. I didn't say rav.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, it's a misconception that every oval says Kaddish.
The second oval had approached, had spoken to the shliach tzibur on numerous occasions privately.
Yeah.
To slow down, to let him finish.
No, you don't wait for an oval. But you don't wait for an oval.
You don't wait for him, and that's exactly what happened, and it blew up.
All right, so you know, when we talk about kas, we'll discuss anger management. But right, so this when it comes to tircha de tzibura, what the Rama is saying is you don't even wait for the rabbi. Now the question is, but nowadays we all wait for the rabbi. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Why don't we wait? Chashuvim mimnei tarei chatzibur. Why don't we wait for the chashuvim? Because of tircha tzibura. The Achshav Noagusha Ashat Mamtin. Nowadays, the minog is that the Shliach Tzibur waits ad she yisayim ha'avezin as tefilasai, till the avezin's finish. Why? Says the Mishnah, I'll tell you why. Because in the olden days, when people said the words clearly, so whenever they're finished, that was considered a reasonable amount of time to wait. But nowadays, people no longer daven mila b'mila. Mila b'mila means where you're not putting the words together. Mila b'mila means not the way people are saying chazar sashatz, where each word is said individually. So since people are not really davening shemana say properly, we are not goyres those people. We're not goyres them. But everybody's doing it. That's unfortunate. But nowadays, tircha de tzibura is only when the tzibur is doing something halachically reasonable. But nowadays, we don't deem the amount of time it takes people to daven a reasonable amount of time. It's not considered mila b'mila. So says the Mishnah Berurah, lefi sharoiv ha'anoshim mispalalin b'merutza. Most people daven quickly. V'ha'mispalal mila b'mila. And a guy who wants to daven like a mensch, lo yuchal lemer kedusha matzibur. He won't be able to say kedusha. A guy who wants to say each word, not slowly, just to say each word, by the time he's finished my essay, the Shliach Tzibur is ready up to Sim Shalom. Right? L'chein mamtinim. Therefore, we wait for the avezdin, because who are we going to wait for? Stam a guy who's davening nicely? That's not going to go over. Ki him oisim shaloi kadin. Since nowadays, the tzibur is acting improperly, l'fikach em ein avezdin ba'ir. Okay, right? If there is no avezdin, what if the rabbi's not in a shul? So what do you do then? Do you just say, oh, we have 10, let's go? No. The barometer is you wait the amount of time it takes to daven mila b'mila.
Well, how would you, if the rabbi's not in the shul?
So you know what? Time the rabbi, see how long it takes, and then post on, you know, on the board with the other 500 things they put on the front of the shul.
By us,
3 minutes and 3 seconds.
8 minutes by us.
8 minutes?
8 minutes.
All right, I'm coming. So lefikach emein avezin b'ir hu hadin diyamtino al mispal mila b'mila. If you want to know if there's no rabbi, who should you wait for? A guy who davens normally. But if, you know, you see the guy already took out this piece of paper with different names on it, and he's going through his refuah shleimas and all his bakashas, so then, you know, we don't wait for that, right? Ein lahamtin l'kamash kasav Rabbi Akiva. Like we find Rabbi Akiva, he davened longer than anybody, but when he davened with the tzibur, he was mekatzer. Now it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah later on offers a completely different reason why to wait for the rabbi. Very interesting reason. Look, 3 lines in the end. Ukahayoim, and nowadays, nispashet haminag lahamtin ala bezin. The minag is we wait. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let me tell you another reason. Benira hatam, mishem dehaminag kahayoim ba'are Yisrael. The custom in many Jewish cities is likbaya im ha'abezin biyachad es lomayd achar atfila. To learn with the rabbi 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes after davening. V'im kishe yiskabitz minyan, take of yispalulu, yelech achakal echaladakai. If you're just going to wait for 10 people, and you're going to let the rabbi continue davening Yishmona Esrei, then when davening is over, what's going to happen? The rabbi is saying, Tachman, Ashrei, Votzian. Everyone else is wrapping up the tefillin. No one's waiting even 10 seconds till the rabbi gets his act together to sit down to learn. And everyone's out the door. But the halacha is, before you leave shul in the morning, you have to learn something. Did you know that it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch? Yelech mi beis ha-knesses le-beis ha-medrash. That kol ha-hoylech, right? I believe it's the last Gemara Masechet Brachos. Kol ha-hoylech mi beis ha-knesses ve-yelech le-beis ha-medrash. Alav nemar, yelchu mechay l'choy yeirah l'Hashem b'tzion. Right? He will behold the Pnei Hashchina. That the Magen Avraham says, if you can't learn for 10 minutes, at least learn one pasuk or one halach or something. So if you're not going to wait for the rabbi, then by the time you're finished, you're out the door, you're going to lose out this important inyan of learning before you leave the shul. That's another reason why we wait for the Rav. Okay.
You can delay the announcement.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because if you make the announcement first, you know, There was a point in my life, I had giving a short shir after davening, and then sometimes, you know, they want to say Tehillim right after davening. Fine, you want to say Tehillim. But no one's waiting around for Tehillim and the Limud. So you're going to say the Tehillim, people are wrapping up during the Tehillim, and then they're out the door for the Limud. So sometimes we used to do the Tehillim afterwards. We're going to see that in some shuls, they wanted to institute Tehillim after davening. You may not be allowed to. It's Tercha de Tzibura.
You may not be allowed
to. How come today...
So, if the Gedolei Yisrael deem it appropriate because of a certain situation, then they're authorized to do so. But in conceptually, just to say, you know, everyone has to say Tehillim, three chapters of Tehillim every day. You know, why not? Let's get a Kaddish in, a Kaddish before, a Kaddish after. It's a wonderful thing. It's not a wonderful thing. It's my time. It's your time. You can't make us wait. You can't make us wait. Why? Because you like Tehillim? You don't just institute things. Okay?
Well, where it applied, Kohar Tzibur? Where? Only in Shul or everywhere?
Well, you need a Tzibur. You need 10 people. So if you
What about if you go to a place and you pay your own money and you go into a place, let's say, to a supermarket, it's also called Kohar Tzibur?
Let's say Tercha de Tzibur. You want a double park and you're holding back, 10 cars behind you. It's also Tercha de Tzibur.
Yeah.
Stam, it's indecent. Tercha de Tzibura.
To park. What
look,
is do? Yeah,
Tercha de Tzibura, it's not a chayk. It's not a paraduma. It's a logic. The logic is, be courteous. Be considerate to other people's time. So even if it's one person, don't waste somebody's time. Right? You're a doctor. You say, come to my office at 3 o'clock. Don't make a guy sit in the office till 4 o'clock. It's indecent. It's not courteous. Right? Why is your time more important than someone else's time? You tell somebody to meet you at a certain time, don't waste their time. Right? Somebody once, they went to a doctor. So the doctor let them in an hour late. So the doctor says, here's the bill for $100. So the guy said, here's your bill. My time, I'm billing you $150 for my time. Right? You know, it's also Tercha de Tzibura. Okay. Yeah, right, exactly. Lots of luck. Thank you. So, Rabbi said, I want to add one very interesting reason given. I saw this in a number of Sfarim. Why do they wait for the Av Beis Din? Why do they wait for in Shmona Esrei for the Rav? Now there are two main points in davening where you wait for the Rabbi. What are they?
Shmona Esrei.
Chazal say in Psachim and in Yuma that a person should be snaas harabanus. You should hate authority because rabanus is mekaberes es baleo. Yeah, it causes you to go early. Chas v'shalom. Yosef HaTzadik, right? Yosef HaTzadik. He was the first to go of all the brothers because he was the leader. Also, Chazal say that when a Dayan judges, he should view it as if Gehenim is open before him. Because if you make a mistake, that's where you're going to end up. So the rabbi has a very difficult job, right? He has all these Chazal staring him in the face. Rabbanus is Mekaber Ses Baleo, Chas V'Shalom. And he should be see Gehenim Psucha Tachtav. There are two things that are marich yamov and are mitzanin in loy gehenim. The Gemara says, kol hamarich b'tfilasai, anyone who davens a long Shmona Esrei, marich in loy yamov, gives you arichas yamim. Someone who is careful to say the words of Kriyas Shema exactly, mitzanin in loy gehenim. They call off gehenim, right? They once asked the Satmar Rebbe. They said, Satmar Rebbe, the way the Hasidim are pronouncing the words, it's not really... not being medactic, Milel, Milrah, the Nakudais, right? Right? It's not Baruch Ata, it's Baruch Ata. Right? And don't you know the Gemara says that if you say Kriya Shema carefully, it cools off Gehenim? He said, I'm working on my Hasidim, they shouldn't go there in the first place. Okay. Anyway. So therefore, there are two segulos in Chazal that lengthen one's life. If you daven along Shemana Esrei, and if you daven along Krishna. So at least we give the rabbi a break in order to protect him. We give him the courtesy of being able to daven along Shemona Esrei and along Krishna, to offset, the difficulties of the job. That's brought down, by the way, in the Sefer Shoshane Leket. It's also, I saw in a footnote of the Minchas Asher. Okay. You know what? Let's conclude with the following. In the Shas Tshuvas, Tshuvas V'Hanhagos. This is from Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Yeshuas Anhagas number 17. He brings down over here, he quotes the Ramah. Ramah says, you don't wait for the rabbi. But then Rav Sternbach quotes a recently published tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that nowadays the custom is, in all shuls, you wait for the Rav. Says Rabbi Kivega on the fourth line, E efshar l'shanois be'inyin ha-hamtana ala rav avbezin b'shas ha-tfila. Nowadays, you can't change this custom. Nowadays, Rabbi Kivega writes, it's one of the yesoidos of the Torah. Says Rabbi Kivega, v'im kainasa chas l'sham l'asam ed'ram, if you're going to veer off from this halacha, then eventually you're going to distort the entire body of halacha. So Rav Sternbach writes that if a tzibur today would like to revert back to the times of the Ramah and say, look, we're giving 3 minutes, we ain't waiting for anybody. He says, Heim poigim b'yisoidei ha-Torah. They're mezalzel in the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he says, their tefilos will not be answered in Shemayim. The tefilos will not be answered in Shemayim. That nowadays a tzibur that does not want to wait and show the kavod to this Tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, Heim poigim b'yisoidei ha-Torah, and the merzalzim in the Rav. Now, very interesting. What if, and we'll conclude with this, what if the rabbi, he feels he has to daven a long Shemana Esrei, but he doesn't want the tzibur to wait for him. So he could tell them before, don't wait for me. Fine. What if he didn't do that? Is he allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Shemana Esrei and say, okay, go ahead? So listen to this. There are two eitzas. One eitzah is you could take 3 steps back in middle Shemana Esrei, even though you're up to Ata Gibor Lo Ilam Hashem. You could make them think you finished, even though you're middle Shemana Esrei. Aye, it's aser to be mafsik. It is aser. But Tircha de Tzibura is more important than being mafsik in Shemana Esrei. Or you could motion, you could say, go ahead. The Stechemet writes, he prefers to take 3 steps back, even though that's a greater hefsek in Shemana Esrei, because motioning is a little bit arrogant, as if you're acknowledging everyone's waiting for you, and you know, you're giving them the go-ahead. So the Michtel, the Chizkel writes, look at number 18. What? They give a look. So even that, you're now at a motion with your eyes in Shemana Esrei. It's aser. But for Tircha de Tzibura, it's permitted. By the way, you know, in the middle of benching also. Benching has a status of Shemona Esrei. You can't even motion with your eyes in the middle. You can't go, nu. You know, your wife brings you the phone. You have a phone call. Uvenei Yerushalayim Erakoydash from here. Don't be benching to other people on the phone, motioning, the texting. You know, I'll do that. Benching has a status of Shemona Esrei. So look at number 18. Ha'oilo mikol harashim. What emerges from everything we've wrote until now. Deshnei hadrachim hanizgar. B'sheila hinam nechaychem. There are two possible ways to avoid the Tircha de Tzibura are correct. Bein mahem pikpuk medina. There's no problem with either one. Mechshem chshash hefsek. Ulechadchila tzorach lahafsek beramiza. The best thing to do is to motion. The kil mehilach. That is more lenient than taking 3 steps back. The iiko lamechash lamechsek karamos. If you're worried it's going to look arrogant, karamos rucha, adiv tfei lahafsek bipsios. It's better to take 3 steps back. V'chein hum in hagi. Says the Stechem, that's what I personally did. Lahavsik b'psiois mi lahavsik b'ramiza. It's better to stop, to cut off your steps, than, you know, in other words, it's better to take the 3 steps back than to be mafsik with emotion, with your eyes, with your hands. V'tzach lizar shahavsik hu yia achar si'ah. Now he says, don't just take 3 steps back in the middle of the bracha. You should at least complete the bracha in your middle of, and then take the 3 steps back. Zeh masha'allah b'metzudasi. Okay. So now Rabbi Isai, this is what the Stechemet writes. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Mishnah Berurah writes, halacha l'maisa, that if somebody, they feel you're waiting for them, then you're allowed to motion, you know, go ahead. Mishnah Berurah writes it. You're allowed to motion, go ahead. Says Mishnah Berurah, va'afilu. He says, in general, Ramiza Ba'amma is asur, unless there's a child who's crying. You're allowed to be meramis to him that he should be quiet, so he shouldn't disturb you. Look at number 19. V'chein Adam nichbar sha'omer b'tfila v'hashatz mamtin olav v'amiris kadosh ha'kedusha v'ena merutzu b'kach, and it's disturbing your mutter l'rameis l'shatz. Rabbi Isai, there are many, many, many examples of this halacha, but we don't want to violate the concept of Tircha de Tzibura, so we will hold it over here, Mr. Shem. Next week we could continue. We could continue. Yeah, see, sure. Some other